What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
With Logan Paulson, I'm Grant Paulson. This is Take Command. So the Commanders' DC search is ongoing. The big name that we just heard, and it was the first of the fired head coaches to establish himself as a candidate here with an interview, and it's coming up on Thursday this week, is Jonathan Gannon, the former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Gannon did some really good things in Philadelphia, but if you look back to his second and final year as DC there, when they got to the Super Bowl before he got the head coaching job in Arizona, where he's been the last 3 years, they were the number one defense in the NFL. They were the number one passing defense in the NFL. They were number one in sacks, and it wasn't particularly close. They were top 10 in goal to go, really good in the red zone, did everything at a very, very high level. Gannon is a pretty big name to thrust into this competition.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I'm glad you brought up his time in Philadelphia, because I think people forget or maybe are clouded by his time in Arizona, but he was an absolute beast in Philly. And again, the personnel in Philly was special, obviously. Like, at that time, they were one of the better defensive personnel groups in the NFL, but they weren't anything close to what they are now. So he was, in my opinion, elevating the talent on that roster a little bit. And I think when you look at his time in Arizona, especially when he first got there, that was one of the worst defensive personnel groups in the NFL. And he did a great job of putting those guys in great positions to be successful, finding creative ways to create pressure, trying to create confusing looks for the quarterback. And again, they never were, you know, a top group there, but I always felt like they played above the personnel. And so with regards to this hire, I do think that there is something to be said for finding someone who can elevate. You know, everyone talks about Flores and Minnesota, and I think his scheme elevates that personnel at a really high level. I also think Jonathan Gannon at points over the last 5 years has done that in Arizona and at Philly, which to me is something that's very exciting. And I also think, like, if you look at how he used Buda Baker, he understands how to use dynamic pieces. And I think about his understanding of how to use Buda Baker. And does that apply to a guy like Frankie Louvu, which would get me really excited? Kind of this chess piece, this kind of run around, make plays type piece that isn't necessarily in the run fit all the time. Like, that's kind of appealing when I think about a dynamic playmaker in 2024 and Frankie Louvu. And what was the difference between 24 and 25? I think Jonathan Gannon has the skill set to maximize a player like that.
You know, when you think of Jonathan Gannon, you know, some of the phrases that from a philosophy standpoint you're going to hear, and I looked up him talking about his defense, and it's a lot of, he wants to do pressure in creative ways. He plays a lot of zone coverage, but they play a lot of, like, match quarters. You mentioned Buda Baker. I think a lot of what he did on the back end was around Buda Baker's skill set, like disguising things or moving him around, which I like. I like guys that are adaptable to really high-end players in that way. But when you – like, if someone were to say, hey, Jonathan Gannon defenses, go, like, what's your kind of first blush thought on that?
Yeah, so I think back to his time in Philly, and I do think there was a change or a maturation from his time in Philly to Arizona. And what I mean by that is there was definitely a bend but don't break principle to his defense in Philadelphia. Like, he was going to keep everything in front of him. They were going to play very sound coverage, and then they were going to get really locked down in the red zone where they're going to find these explosive plays. And I don't remember them pressuring a ton. They were kind of in this, you know, five down front. People remember that. I've brought this up before, where, like, they're in five down front on first down. They're bringing kind of that Sam Will pressure. So they're in a lot of five-man rushes. They have a high pressure rate. But in terms of exotic pressures in Philly, not really at the pinnacle, right? And then you move to Arizona and you see a lot more kind of creativity in terms of insulating personnel.
Was that because of the lesser talent?
I think so. I personally think so. Like, you're going to see a little bit more drop eight. You're going to see a little bit more fire zone. You're going to see a little bit more simulated pressure. You know, you're going to show a lot, but still rush four just with different patterns. And that to me is encouraging, right? Because I don't think that what he did in Philly necessarily applies to every personnel group in the NFL. And so it was nice to see him kind of say, okay, this is what worked in Philly. This is what's going to work in Arizona. This is the player we're going to kind of enhance in Buda Baker, who deserves that kind of focal to be the focal point of that defense. So I thought that maturation, changing the system to support new personnel, to support a new defensive kind of philosophy and different requirements, is something that gets me excited and encouraged by an interview by the team interviewing Jonathan Gannon.
Arizona's defense in his 3 years, I think, was like 29th, 23rd, 24th in that order, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people see that and they go, oh, come on. He's a head coach. I mean, look at Dan Quinn's defenses as a head coach. As soon as he takes over play calling from Joe Witt, the defense got a lot better. Like, it is it's a different thing altogether. I prefer to look at these guys when they were coordinators. How did they operate? What did that look like? How buttoned up was the defense? So I got to say, if they hired Jonathan Gannon, I would be excited by that. Is he my number one choice? No, there are other guys that I have higher on the list, but I would definitely think that was a really good hire.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
And just to be clear, like, the personnel in Arizona when he got there was bad. Like, people were talking about, is it the worst defensive group in the NFL? Like, right. They didn't have any dynamic pass rushers. They'd moved Zaven Collins from off-ball linebacker. He's your best pass rushing end with 5 sacks every year. Like, they just did not have the horses to get after. But what they did do is they played better than their personnel would dictate. I think people can remember that game when Ron was here coaching. I think it was the first or second game of the year where, like, Arizona with nobody on defense, like, takes you to the wire, punching you in the face repeatedly. Like,
at Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
That's how they played everybody for a couple years.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So even though the defense was bad, like, he definitely got the most. He squeezed every ounce of talent out of that group. And I do think we talked about kind of the pencil needs of this team. I think you need somebody who's going to come in and make the personnel better. We talked about scheme-dependent players. Like, there are scheme-dependent players and coaching-dependent players. Like, right now, there are a lot of scheme and coaching-dependent players. And so let's make sure we get a good scheme with a good coach in here to maximize that group.
Yeah, and to be clear, I mean, we didn't end up tallying it back up, but there were not a lot of Sharpies that got broken out there to write with. And that's not to Joan, but that is to say, like, just the reality. I mean, right now, in terms of star, impactful, really good defensive players, they're light, you know, so scheme's going to have to make up for some of that. Give me a word to describe how you would feel if they hired Gannon, like, just a word.
I'd be excited. Maybe that's not a great word. I would be very confident that this would be an improved group, I guess. And that's something that makes me very confident, maybe, because, again, he's done it at a high level. He's done it in multiple different spots. He's got the experience. I think it offsets and probably supports David Blau, because it allows Quinn to kind of give his attention a little bit more to the offense and kind of make sure that the administrative side of that thing's going well. So I think it would be a great hire, again, because his experience, multiple spots. And again, his leadership, like, I think having another head coach, former head coach on the staff is great, because you can kind of set it and forget it and then work other elements of the coaching tree if you're Dan Quinn.
Big Ronco guy, one of the great infomercials ever. Set it and forget it. Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson. All right, we'll talk about a couple of the other names that have popped up in this search next on Take Command.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.